Well, on Friday, after the 5th Annual Mayor's Bike Ride and Luncheon, you might need to sit down for a little bit. So Strong Towns is inviting you to pull up a curb at 4 o'clock, even though the event is actually being held at the Red Herring, for a presentation about the future. Charles Marin of Strong Towns joins us on the phone this morning. Hi, Chuck. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So tell us about this curbside chat. What are you gonna tell folks when they show up to find out about how to make Duluth a strong town?
Yeah, well, we're going to talk a little bit about biking, but the primary message of Strong Towns focuses on why cities struggle financially, why we're able to find lots of money to do really huge projects, but yet we can't seem to find the money to fill potholes and paint crosswalks and keep streetlights on and keep the library open. And it really has a lot to do with how we go about financing and funding growth. We have a lot of systems that fund big projects and things that give ribbon cuttings and things that where you can stand out with the golden shovel. We don't do a lot of funding of just basic maintenance. And because of that, it encourages cities to do some really crazy things, things that I think we all kind of, you know, step back and look at and scratch our heads on, but not do the little things. Here's the cool part of it. Cities, if they want to get rich, if they want to become wealthy, if they want to actually become financially successful, do those little things instead of the big ones. The big ones kind of give us the illusion of doing well, but it's the small ones that actually build the most wealth in a neighborhood. So we're going to talk about that and show some data and show some cool charts and talk about different cities that have had success doing it in a different way and talk about what that means to Duluth.
I'm wondering how much politics has to do with this in the sense that saying, I'm going to replace, in Duluth's case, the 100-year-old water pipes. I mean, it's not sexy. It's not, you know, the maintenance, the taking care of business, you know, you'll run to the bank and you'll take out a home loan to put on, you know, a fancy deck maybe, but, you know, oh, I need to get the wiring updated. These sorts of things, they're just not sexy. And it's, is it hard for politicians to make a case for that kind of thing when they're running for office?
It kind of is, but I think it's even more important to realize that we live in a system that has largely become a byproduct of the state and federal systems. So for the federal government, for example, the goal is GDP growth. We want to grow the economy, and we want to create lower unemployment. The best way to do that is from Washington, D.C., is some big, huge project somewhere. You know, you look at a thing like Hurricane Katrina, which was a terrible catastrophe for people on the ground, but for statisticians in Washington, D.C., it was fantastic because all of a sudden now we had all this economic activity and we had lower unemployment. When we actually get down to the block level, it's good politics to just do meat and potatoes stuff, to just take care of business. So, yeah, I think there is a difference between what is good for a statewide politician and a national politician versus what is good for a mayor and a city council. When we find mayors and city councils that get this, they can celebrate the, you know, fixing the one block of sidewalk or fixing one block of pipe because it is an important thing and it makes a city work. So I think it's a matter of just focusing the politics at the right level.
So if a politician is running for office and instead of saying, we're going to bring back jobs because people perhaps are concerned about jobs and job losses in the area, a politician says, we're going to replace those pipes, we're going to get the streets fixed. Aren't there going to be people that are going to go, no, 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 we want the guy that promises all the job growth?
There will be some because we've kind of become conditioned to expect that. Yet, you know, if you look at the mayor and the city council as being the CEO board of directors of a city, if we look at a company, when you have a struggling company and you bring in a new CEO and a new board of directors, they don't go out and launch a bunch of new product lines and, you know, try to do a bunch of brand new crazy things. What do? They tighten up the ship. They say, okay, where are we not doing well? What's not going on? And they do basic things. When we get to the local level, I think we're intimate enough and we're intelligent enough in our communities to realize the value of fixing the leaky roof before we put an addition on the house. That kind of nuance is lost when you get to the federal and state level. But at the local level, we get that. We understand that. So I think there will be naysayers, and certainly there are people who, you know, benefit from the big project who want to see those things go forward. But the broad population, when we engage them in an intelligent way, they totally get this. It is very intuitive.
So this is going to be a fascinating discussion, and it sounds like a wonderfully interesting presentation. What are you hoping that people are going to do afterwards in terms of not just what's the takeaway, but what's the action step that you're hoping to see after the presentation?
That's a really great, it's a really important thing. What we are trying to do as an organization is broaden our dialogue. We want to have a different type of conversation regarding wealth and prosperity in our cities and how we build wealth and how we make that wealth a real broad kind of experience for many, many people. What we want people to do is start talking to their friends and neighbors about this, start changing the expectations, start changing what we're asking for, and start demanding really that cities be owned by everybody and that we all have a role, and that the proper focus should be at the block level, at the neighborhood level, and not be beholden to essentially what are very coarse national GDP goals. We should be building this country one strong town at a time.
Well, again, it's going to be a fascinating discussion, Chuck. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Hey, thanks. I'm looking forward to being in Duluth. This will be a lot of fun.
Chuck Marin of Strong Towns will be in Duluth this afternoon. Actually, he's going to do a couple of presentations. He's going to be around on Friday for the 5th Annual Mayor's Bike Ride and Luncheon. And then the curbside discussion, the curbside chat, is going to be at 4 o'clock at the Red Herring Lounge on Friday right here in Duluth.